This is Virgin Radio's Redfest EXP. We're so excited. You can grab those tickets right now. Go to platinumlist.net.
Oh, yeah. We're loving Dubai.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Fitzgerald from Love and Dubai in studio with us right now as she hangs out. Sorry, let me turn that mic on. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are going to be at Redfest EXP. You're covering the whole thing for us. We love that.
Absolutely. So excited for Macklemore. Oh, my gosh.
Macklemore, right?
Do you have a little crush on Macklemore?
He's so cool.
He's amazing.
He's so cool. No, he's so cool.
Yeah,
just like a cool dude. We chatted to DJ Snake this morning as well. So there's some big acts coming out. We're looking forward to it. Hey, we're talking about things that are going trending across the UAE. You can check these guys out at Lovin Dubai, L-O-V-I-N Dubai. The first thing is, how long do we really spend in traffic here in the country?
Yeah, so a list looked at 1,300 countries, cities worldwide, and Dubai actually didn't do so badly, you'll be surprised to hear.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So Mexico City, you spend 59 minutes per day on average in traffic. Moscow is 49 minutes, Jakarta is 48, and then all the way down in the middle of the list is Dubai, we spend 21 minutes on average, which is pretty good.
So this is 21 minutes added on to how it would normally take.
Exactly, so in like based on congestion, so how long you spend extra traveling.
So that means in Mexico City, they spend an extra 60 minutes getting to wherever they need
Mexico
to get.
Mexico City would be crazy. You know, after going to LA a few times, I realized that I got to stop complaining about the traffic in Dubai because LA traffic is horrible. You get stuck in it. It's not even you get stuck in it. It's just always on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So at least with the UAE, it flows pretty well. But yes, you get those peak times.
Yeah, rush hour.
Yeah, between like sort of 4 and 7-ish. You know what I mean? And in the mornings, obviously.
So it's only, so they said an average of 21 minutes extra you're in the car.
Yeah, it didn't mention Sharjah.
Right.
Yeah, true. Didn't get that Sharjah Dubai traffic in. All right, cool. That is it. Let's talk about the three-worded Dubai horror stories.
This
was trending on social media over the last couple of days.
Absolutely. It blew up. So three-word horror stories is an internet trend. And then the Dubai edition was made. One lady, she put a list up. Her name is Andrea. She put it on Twitter. And now the list is just going everywhere. So three-word horror stories. I'll tell you some of the best ones.
Yeah.
One rent check.
Oh yeah. That's a horror story.
Yeah, I've got to pay my rent only in one check. I feel like those times are changing though, hopefully.
Yes, yeah.
What else were some
of the
others?
The worst one, entertainer not accepted.
That's my worst nightmare.
No one wants to hear that.
Sorry, I don't accept the entertainer. Why not? I wanted to get my 2-for-1.
Yeah.
And then we have missed exit Sheikhside Road.
Oh, so true.
SZR.
Actually, missed exit any major road.
June, July, August.
Yeah.
Hot months.
Funny.
All right, very cool. Check out the guys from Lovin Dubai, L-O-V-I-N Dubai. Finally, we are talking about Valentine's Day. There is a company here in the UAE, which you guys have discovered, doing something crazy for Valentine's Day.
This is peak Dubai. You don't want to give flowers. You're not going to give chocolates. You can wrap yourself up in a human-sized box. Apparently, it's got air holes. It's got some light, and you can get delivered in a box to your Valentine.
Chris, I don't know why, but I feel like you would be the first to sign up because you would be like, hey, the best gift I can get you is me.
Exactly.
That would be great.
100%. What's
right? See?
Would they have a box that would fit my ego, though? That's what I'm trying to work
probably
out now.
Probably not. Extra large.
I'm going to try to call them up here.
Okay.
This is live right now. I've got the... Hello?
Hello. My name is Jacob. How can I help you?
Hi there. I've got a... I heard that you're delivering bodies in boxes.
Sorry?
Are you delivering for Valentine's Day bodies in boxes?
In which city, sir, so I can check it for you?
In Dubai? For Valentine's Day?
In Dubai.
Yeah, you've got a box.
Yep, we can.
Sorry?
I guess for you, is that right?
Yes, I want to deliver a body in a box for Valentine's Day. It's a Valentine's Day special that I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of this?
Yes, sir, I do understand. This is the big box, right? That you are on the inside the box, right?
Yes, it won't be me, but it will be a body.
Okay, so... To be specific, you're not the one who are going to be inside the box, right?
Yes. Does the body need to be alive? Does the body need to be alive?
Yes, we do have a cut-off recording with that special guest. creation.
Hey, darling, I didn't get your name, but it's Chris Fate from Virgin Radio on the phone. I'm just having a bit of fun. I just think it's a really cool idea that you can deliver yourself for Valentine's Day. So thank you so much, all right? This is not really going on. I don't want to deliver any type of body at this stage, okay?
Okay, sure, I understand.
You're amazing.
She's so cute.
Love you. Love Yay. You so much. Thank you so much. All right. Well, they do it. If you want to deliver yourself a Valentine's Day in a box, I think that would be hilarious.
Confirmed.
699 dirham, and you get balloons that pop out with you. So it's.
I didn't ask if you get to keep the box. I'd like to know what box it is.
What would you do with the box?
Do you think it's just a cardboard box?
Yeah.
They probably just wrapped it. I want a coffin-looking thing going in, made out of wood. Deliver that to the girl. She's like, what is going on?
Geez.
Surprise.
Sit upright.
Brianna's a lucky lady.
She is.
Halloween.
She is. Hang out, John's Virgin Morning. Board.